wife put the dog on her lap, was feeding it direct off the plate.
A diner takes offense.
I said, they could close this restaurant for you having brought your dog in here.
That's the truth.
And a dog owner bites back.
I used an inappropriate word.
You were defending your pet.
He grabs the sides of my face. I don't know if he was going to snap my neck or what.
Judge Judy. You are about to enter the courtroom of Judge Judith Scheindlin. The people are real. The cases are real. The rulings are final. This is Judge Judy.
David Allen is suing fellow restaurant patron Virginia Eldridge for breaking his glasses when she slapped him in the face.
Order. All rise.
Yeah, it's case number 260 on the calendar in the matter of Allen versus Eldridge.
Thank you.
You're welcome. Judge Pies have been sworn in. You may be seated.
Mr. Allen, it is your claim that the defendant assaulted you and broke your glasses in a restaurant. The defendant says she was defending herself because of your bad behavior. Why don't you tell me when this happened, where, and over what?
First, I'd like to say that I am a victim of a serious crime.
Listen.
Okay.
I asked you a question. Answer my question.
August 1st, Saturday.
Where were you and who were you with?
I was with my wife at a mall called Partridge Creek. It's a very unique mall in Michigan where I live because it's very dog friendly.
Mr. Allen,
mm-hmm.
You were at a mall with your wife
yes.
and your dog.
Yes.
And you were eating at a restaurant.
Correct.
Now, why don't you tell me what happened when you were eating at the restaurant?
We were eating on the porch of the restaurant. And we were about halfway through our meal when it began to rain, and the manager came out of the restaurant and invited us to come into the restaurant to
finish our dinner. Well, I can't accept the fact that the manager invited you to come into the restaurant because that would be hearsay, Mr. Allen, and you know what hearsay is, don't you?
Yes.
So you were eating outside. Are you allowed to eat outside on the porch with a dog?
They seated us outside. I believe so.
But when it started to rain, you went inside the restaurant?
Yes.
With the dog?
With the dog in this
case. Just a second, with the dog.
Yes.
And that's a violation of the health code where you live. Is that right?
That would be correct.
Were there other people eating inside when you went inside?
The restaurant was full.
Where were you seated?
The waiter took us
around. Just ask.
At the bar.
And is that the bag that you were carrying your dog in?
Yes.
And what did you do?
We finished our dinner, and because Micro, our dog, is enclosed in this small purse. We ate quickly, didn't finish our drinks, paid the bill, and left the restaurant.
How quickly did you eat?
We finished in 5 minutes, maybe 7 minutes.
Go ahead.
As we began to leave the restaurant, my wife was in front of me, and Miss Eldridge made very rude.
Yep.
Okay.
You're a smart man.
Okay.
Tell me what Miss Eldridge said to you. Not your editorializing of what she said to you. I want you to tell me exactly what she said to you, Mr. Allen.
First, she had conversation with my wife.
Just a second. Did you hear it?
Yes.
What did you hear her say?
Just cursing about bringing the dog into the restaurant.
I don't think so, Mr. Allen. I want you to tell me exactly what you say you heard Miss Eldridge say to your wife. And Mr. Allen, did you watch this program before you came here?
No.
You've never watched me?
I have never.
That would be a big mistake for you, Mr. Allen, because most people who are intelligent would have watched once. I can tell when people are embellishing, when they're lying, when they are equivocating, and I also have dogs, a couple of which could have fit in that bag. And I also, if I can, occasionally like to take one of my dogs to a restaurant. She likes to get outside. We understand each other, Mr. Allen. I'm a dog lover. I want to know now, without editorializing, what you heard Miss Eldridge say to your wife.
I don't know her words exactly. The restaurant.
Good. Then I will ask Miss Eldridge what she said to your wife.
As she passed my table, I said,
look at me.
You really should know that they could close this restaurant for you having brought your dog in here.
That's what I think she said to your wife. That's pretty close. Now, you didn't hear it, but at some point you caught up with your wife. Is that right?
No, I was right behind my wife.
Did your wife tell you what Miss Eldridge said to her?
She looked in disgust behind me and continued to walk out the door.
She turned around as a result of what Miss Eldridge said to her, which you didn't hear, right?
No, I heard, but I just, it happened so quickly, I could not tell you by exact words what was said.
Let's not play with each other, Mr. Allen, okay?
Okay.
You didn't hear what Miss Eldridge said to your wife. And are you telling me that your wife didn't tell you at some point before this confrontation what Miss Eldridge said to her?
No, she did.
Of course she did, because that makes sense. Now do you understand why you should have watched the program, Mr. Allen?
Yes.
So your wife turned around to you, and she said what?
My wife just looked in disgust and continued to walk out the restaurant.
And what did you do?
Then I was next, and she addressed me next.
And what did she say to you?
Exactly what she said to my wife.
Which was?
What? The restaurant does not allow dogs in the restaurant.
That's not cursing. That's stating a fact.
She did not curse it.
And she didn't curse your wife. She said to your wife, you know, this restaurant could be closed because you brought the dog in there. That's not cursing, Mr. Allen. That's stating a fact. And you're taking that from a dog lover who takes her dog to restaurants where she's supposed to, outside. Because Miss Eldridge is absolutely correct that the entire restaurant, which evidently is very successful because it was crowded and the bar was full and the restaurant was full, could have been closed down if someone from the health department came in. Would that have been worth your meal? Would that have been worth your meal?
No,
it wouldn't have been worth your meal. So then what did you do? She said to you, and you're walking out, you're following your wife, who you know has had a similar conversation with Miss Eldridge as you did. No cursing, no vulgarity, just stating a fact. You walked past her, and she said the same thing to you. And what did you do?
I told her that the manager invited us into the restaurant to finish our meal, and the waiters helped us bring our plates to the bar.
Okay. She says to you, on the way out, you're not allowed to bring a dog in here.
Yes.
So you stopped and turned around. She was sitting?
She was sitting.
So you stopped, turned around, and walked back towards her. Because, you know, as you're walking out, your wife is walking out, you walk back and are standing in front of her. And she is seated. And you say to her, the waiter invited us back inside and took our plates.
Yes.
Right? And then what happened?
She was very...
Don't tell me what she was very, just tell me
what
happened.
I don't know the words.
What? Okay,
she elevated her remarks toward me.
Well, then what happened? So now you're standing over her.
After she ended her conversation, I told her that her problem was not between my wife and I, but she should take this up with the management of the restaurant, because they invited me into the restaurant.
Mr. Allen, if you think that I believe that, mm-hmm. You know, I'm 5'10 and 45 years old.
Well...
Mr. Allen, if you think that I believe that this is how this went down...
It's pouring rain. The manager got our
Mr.
plates.
Allen,
yes.
You're not following me, sir.
Okay.
I'm asking you for a conversation, and I know exactly what happened.
Mm-hmm.
You know, want to know why I know exactly what happened? I have cameras in my brain that go everywhere.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm also a seasoned old gal.
Judge Judy continues in a moment.
I heard a chair from behind me pull out, and when I turned, look at the noise behind me, I got hit with two hands on both sides of my head that stunned me completely.
By Miss Eldridge.
By Miss Eldridge.
Real cases, real people, Judge Judy. David Allen says, fellow restaurant patron Virginia Eldridge broke his glasses when she assaulted him during an argument. Virginia claims she was only defending herself.
Mr. Allen, I know exactly what happens when people love their little pets and they take them to a restaurant and they walk around with them with a little tiny bag like this and they are the focal point of their lives and somebody has the audacity to question whether or not they can take them into a restaurant because you could have just kept on walking, right? Just like your wife did, turned around, looked disgusted, and kept on walking. You chose not to do that. You were defending your pet. So now you're defending your pet. She's sitting at the table. You're standing over her. Now tell me what happened.
Well, and I told her it was between her and the restaurant, not us.
And?
And her tone was, I understand.
Just tell me what happened. You're still standing over her.
I'm still standing near
over her.
Well, over her or near
over her.
Probably 2 to 3 feet away. And when she ended her conversation, I used an inappropriate word and I cut the conversation off and I turned to leave the restaurant.
And?
As I walked 2 or 3 steps away, I heard a chair from behind me pull out. And when I turned, look at the noise behind me, I got hit with two hands on both sides of my head that stunned me completely.
By Miss Eldridge?
By Miss Eldridge.
Yes, and?
And then I stood there for about, I don't know, 5 seconds. I was completely stunned of what happened to me. And then she already had sat down again. I walked back to her table. I used an inappropriate word one more time. And then I walked out of the restaurant. When I walked out of the restaurant, I was followed by an off-duty police officer that was happened to be with his family right next to Miss Eldridge's table. And he said that...
Don't tell me what he said.
Okay.
Don't tell me what he said. Now, Miss Eldridge.
Yes, Your Honor.
Your version. First of all, you saw them walk in carrying this bag. Can I see it, please? I would not actually have suspected that this bag, if somebody walked into a crowded restaurant, was anything but a pocketbook.
Right.
Right?
When I saw it was sitting on the floor. No,
just
I'm
a
sorry.
Second. Could you bring that bag back over there? Go ahead.
They were already sitting at the bar when my friend and I came in for dinner. His wife, now that I know she's his wife, I'm sorry, picked the little bag up, put it up onto the bar stool next to her, and it started wiggling. She started taking food off her plate and sticking it in the door, or the panel, or whatever you call it.
Okay, so it was up on the bar?
It was on the floor, then to a bar stool.
Bar stool?
Right.
That was
next
right
to
next
her.
To her.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Then,
so she opened it up.
Then
the
she opened
door.
It up, fed it, I don't know, French fries, something off her plate. And then she completely opened it and put the dog on her lap and was feeding it direct off the plate.
That sound familiar to you, Mr. Allen?
No.
That's the truth. May not sound familiar to you, Mr. Allen, because maybe you don't know the truth. But that's what happened. Because if the dog had been kept in the bag, you wouldn't have had any trouble. When you were outside on the porch where you belonged with the dog, was the dog in or out of the bag?
Out of the bag.
Right. Now, Miss Eldridge, if you left the bag on the floor, would never have known that there was a dog in that bag. Not in a crowded restaurant. So your wife took the dog out because the dog was squirming. It's a little tiny dog. Put it on her lap very quietly. I'm not saying she did anything in a flamboyant way. And then took her plate, maybe gave it a thing or two from the plate.
Sorry, that's not true.
I don't believe you. I don't believe you.
We left the restaurant.
Just a second. I'm just telling you, I don't believe you. Now, then they got up to leave.
And as they...
I make sure, Miss Eldridge, you know, I'm going to be just as tough on you as I am on him, because I don't want any exaggerating about what happened. Mr. Allen didn't get that right away. Maybe he's beginning to get it now. You do watch this program, don't you?
I've watched it a couple of times.
So you know what it's like?
Yes.
When I don't get an accurate story?
Yes, Your Honor.
Fine. Go.
So they get up to leave. He's paying the bill at the bar. The lady walks past.
When did she put the dog back in the bag?
When they were getting ready to leave. And as she
just
walked
a second.
I'm sorry.
Miss Eldridge, and you saw the dog actually sitting on her lap?
Yes.
Describe the dog to me.
It was like a beigey brownie, little teeny weeny thing.
A beigey brownie.
Yeah, I think it was beigey brownie. You couldn't really see it because it's so small, like a little schnauzery or one of those little bitty dogs. It wasn't like a big Labrador or anything.
No. I know it wasn't a Labrador. It fit in there. I was just asking you what color it was.
I really couldn't tell.
Go ahead.
And she puts it back in the bag as they start to leave.
Do you have a color photograph of the dog?
Yes.
I'd like to see it, please. Black.
Oh, black dog. Okay. We're sitting in the bar. It's dark.
Judge Judy continues in a moment.
I'm terrorized. And as I turn towards the front door, he comes back, grabs the sides of my face, and it was like a shock because I didn't know if he was going to snap my neck or what.
Real cases, real people. Judge Judy. David Allen is accusing Virginia Eldridge of assaulting him in a restaurant. Virginia claims David put his hands on her first.
Okay, then they got up to leave. Go ahead.
His wife starts to walk past me.
Don't look down, look at me.
I'm sorry. As she walked out the door, I make the comment.
You said that you said to her, you know this restaurant could be closed down. Did she respond in any way?
No, she just kept walking.
And then you saw the plaintiff walk out.
Right.
What did you say to him?
Nothing. He was going behind her. I was already talking to my friend at the table.
So when he passed you, you said nothing?
Correct.
Did you see Mr. Allen at any time catch up with his wife?
No, because my back was to the door. I just saw them pass me on the way out.
Okay. And then what happens, Miss Eldridge?
I'm sitting there, and the next thing I know, this gentleman comes up on the left side of me, blocks me in my chair. There's a railing along the side, so I have no access to exit on the right side. Gets up, moves his face around into front of mine to let me know, yelling.
Don't, just tell me what he said to you.
And says he wanted me to know that management allowed him to bring that dog in there and that I could go myself.
And?
And I just sat there very quietly going, uh-oh, and he left. And I thought, well, I guess I deserve that for what I said. Should have kept my mouth shut. A couple of minutes later, he came back, blocks me in closer, gets really up close to my face, almost nose to nose, and reiterates that management let him bring it in there and that I could go myself. And I just kept my hands on the table and I kept quiet because I didn't know what he was gonna do. And he leaves. And I'm sitting in a high chair with my feet off the ground. I'm terrorized. I push the chair out. I stand down. I'm looking around to see where I can go. And as I turn towards the front door, he comes back, grabs the sides of my face, and it was like a shock. And my hands just came up and slapped him because I didn't know if he was going to snap my neck or what.
What did he say, if anything, to you?
I don't even remember if anything was said. I just remember seeing his face coming in at my face as he was grabbing mine. And my hands came up and slapped the sides of his face and he let go.
Now let me see the police report. Okay, so we have some witnesses' statements here that seem to conflict with each other. Some witness statements say that you put your hands on him first, and witness says that you can't tell, but that this person who works at the bar believed that you put your hands on her first, and that her actions were a result of you touching her first. And you brought me how many witness statements? One.
Just the one person in there.
But the people who took these statements took more than one statement. But everybody seems to agree as follows, sir, because this is what it says. As they passed Eldridge's table, she made another comment about having the dog in the restaurant. Once Marie was outside, David went back to her table. So your wife was outside. You had a conversation with your wife, was probably upset, correct?
Correct.
So now you had an upset wife and somebody who had attacked your right to have your little dog in the restaurant. And instead of just leaving, because you knew you were wrong, right? You knew you were wrong.
About having the dog in the restaurant?
Yes.
Correct.
You went back in to confront her. And all she said to your wife was, you know that the restaurant could be closed as a result of you bringing the dog inside. She was right about that. So what's to go back and confront her? And you went back and confront her, and according to the witnesses, you cursed at her. She didn't curse at you, you cursed at her.
Yes, I ended the conversation inappropriately.
Yeah, you acted inappropriately, Mr. Allen, and I don't know why you're here, actually.
Judge Judy continues. Are you the victim of an assault? Go to judgejudy.com or call 1-888-800-JUDY.
Mr. Allen, your actions were inappropriate, and I believe you were very confrontational with the defendant. And if your glasses got broken, you got what you deserved. You went back, you confronted her, and I believe that you didn't punch her in the face, but I believe you were so angry, and according to you, came back not once, but twice. According to her, you came back three times. But according to you, you came back twice because you weren't finished with her. And according to all the witnesses, each one of you had your hands up. So you acted inappropriately, sir. You put the restaurant at risk, a businessman at risk. What you should have said was, no, I don't want you to risk that. We'll just go and finish our dinner at home. We'll just put it in a box and we'll take it home. That's what you should have done. And I believe that your wife did take the dog out of the bag. And I believe she, if nothing else, opened the flap to feed the dog while the dog was at the bar stool next to her. So that's more than just coming in and quickly finishing your dinner and leaving. Right? Right, Mr. Allen?
Yes.
Of course. So you don't belong here, sir. You don't belong suing her. You got what you deserve. Case dismissed. That's all.
Parties are excused. You may step out.
Judge Judy continues in a moment. And on the next Judge Judy.
I feel, actually, to be honest with you, very angry.
He's been trying to put me in my place since I opened my mouth and said what I said.
She initiated the conversation. hit me.
Next time, keep my mouth shut.
Stunning concussion-like symptoms.
Or think before I open my mouth the next time.
I learned a little bit about dogs in restaurants.
If animals touch the plates, I don't know.
When people are randomly approaching you, just to ignore them and keep on going.
You don't know what's out there anymore.